Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Bob Doty reporting. At least 27 people were killed and scores more wounded in an explosion Monday near a Hindu shrine in central Bangkok, marking the worst bombing in the Thai capital in more than a decade. Thai media report four foreigners are among the dead. The explosion around 7 p.m. local time hit near the commercial Ratchaprasong intersection, which draws tourists and shoppers with its five-star hotels and upscale stores. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reported from the scene that there's no doubt if someone wanted to cause mayhem and target Thailand's tourism industry, this would have been the ideal spot. At the time of the evening, there would be hundreds of people in the area, he added. Surveillance cameras caught the moment of the explosion as cars and motorcycles passed through the busy corner. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir has refused to sign a peace deal aimed at ending the country's 20-month civil war. His decision is the latest blow to peace talks between the government and rebels in Addis Ababa, sponsored by the East African bloc, IGAD. Asked by VOA if this means the fighting in South Sudan will continue, rebel spokesman Stephen Parr said, apparently. The Chinese public continues to demand answers over the cause of last week's massive blasts in the northern port city of Tianjin. Authorities announced that the death toll from the blast continues to rise, with 114 dead, more than 70 others still missing, most of them firefighters. On Monday, dozens of angry residents who saw their homes severely damaged by the blast rallied outside a building where Tianjin officials briefed the news media. They were concerned that the plight of more than 6,000 residents who have been displaced was not being given enough attention. This is VOA News.